Hi, this is Beth Joan Shaw with Spirit of Success, and welcome to First Things First, a weekly devotional for businesswomen who desire God's guidance as we seek to honor Him with our businesses. We meet by teleconference each week on Monday mornings to hear a word from the Lord and to encourage each other in prayer. And as you listen, if you think of someone who would benefit from hearing this podcast, just pass it along to them. Have you ever had those nights when you couldn't fall asleep, or maybe you couldn't stay asleep? That happens to me sometimes. And when that does, I'll maybe just try to think through some scriptures or just try to read a little bit. But oftentimes, if it's just like kind of an early morning, I'll go out to the TV room and just try to lay down on the couch a bit. And I'll pop on the TV at times. Frequently, I'll land on HGTV. It's usually pretty calm. Not that it's boring, but it's pretty calm, and I can usually sleep through it. But there's one particular show that's on early in the morning on HGTV. It's called Barnwood Builders, and it's a group of guys from West Virginia who go around the Midwest to help homeowners carefully deconstruct their old barns that are falling down. The guys are very careful to meticulously take the old barn down piece by piece, log by log, so that they can preserve as many usable timbers as possible, which then they're going to use in building of a new home or new structure for the homeowners. Instead of just tearing down the old barn, they carefully take it down, preserving the original parts, or as many as they can, so that the new building will include parts of the original. They have great respect for the original creation and thus the desire to preserve as much as possible. And even though it takes much longer doing it this way, it's much more difficult and dangerous, by the way, than if they were just to level the whole old barn. But they do it carefully because the value of the original is priceless. Maybe you've seen this done to old barns around you. Maybe you've done some preservation projects of your own, preserving the original so parts of it can be used in the future. You know, I really do appreciate those who take the time to preserve and restore things that they then can use in future projects. And as we learned this week in our study of the promise of heaven by Dr. David Jeremiah, God also appreciates preserving and restoring the original. God has promised that in the future, we will have a new heaven and a new earth. And throughout Scripture, we read of God's plan for eternity. Matter of fact, in Psalm 102, verses 25 to 27, we read this: "Of old you laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you, Lord, will endure. Yes, they will all grow old like a garment, like a cloak. You will change them, and they will be changed, but you are the same, and your years will have no end." This new heaven and new earth will actually come when God joins the current heaven and earth together in what will be a great restoration project, as only God can do, when our current earth will be purged of all sin during the 7 years of the tribulation. Don't worry, if you belong to Christ, you'll be in heaven with the rest of us during those 7 years of tribulation while the Lord is purging the earth of sin. So we'll be safely in heaven, but 7 years of purging of sin. Dr. Jeremiah writes about this on page 59 in his book. He writes, "When God remakes creation, what we currently think of as heaven and earth will be joined together. There will no longer be a distinction between the kingdom of the world and the kingdom of God, between earth as a planet and heaven as a spiritual dominion. No," he writes, "heaven and earth will become one, joined in perfect harmony." There will be no need for God to completely destroy his creation. I mean, after all, when God made the heavens and the earth, he declared them very good. Why would he destroy them then? No, God would rather preserve and restore. Dr. Jeremiah writes about this on page 61 and 62 in his book. He writes, instead of creation being annihilated, the present heaven and earth will be cleansed, glorified, and equipped for our eternal use. Rather than being destroyed, creation will be refined and promoted to a renewed perfection without the stain of sin. He goes on to write, this isn't a matter of utter destruction, but of stripping away everything and getting back down to the original elements. He writes, Dr. W. A. Criswell put it this way, God someday shall purge this earth and this universe of all of its sin and unrighteousness and darkness and death. Out of this purged mass of God's creative work, he will reshape, he will remake, he will recreate all of the heavens and this earth. There will be no destruction of what God has made. It is a renewal. It is a renaissance. It is a regeneration. It is a recreation. And Revelation 21, 1 through 5 acknowledges that. So praise God that he will preserve and restore what sin has corrupted so that we will have a new heaven and a new earth to live in for eternity. Well, thank you for listening, and I pray that you received a word from the Lord today that will encourage you and equip you to do your work as unto the Lord. And if you know someone who would benefit from hearing this, please just pass it along to them. And if you would like to participate in our weekly live First Things First Tele-Bible Study Time, just email me for all the details, Beth@spiritofsuccess.com. Thank you, and God bless.